KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 26 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries or sprinkles and a high of 37. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In area news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest at around 9:20 p.m. Wednesday of 24-year-old Ryan James Corder of Red Oak. Corder was arrested in the 700 block of Skyline Drive on a valid Cass County warrant for theft in the third degree. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office reports a Greene County woman was injured and then arrested following the pursuit and chase of a stolen pickup late last night. Kylene Rayborn of Grand Junction was transported by Panora EMS to the Guthrie County Hospital for medical treatment after the vehicle she was driving failed to negotiate a curve in the road during a pursuit and wrecked into a field. The woman was found after law enforcement searched the area for about 2 hours. Rayborn was booked into the Guthrie County Jail on 9 traffic violations and criminal charges of interference with official acts, possession of drug paraphernalia, theft of a motor vehicle, and carrying weapons. She also has 2 outstanding warrants for her arrest in Greene and Webster counties. Authorities say that around 10:05 p.m. Wednesday, a Guthrie County Sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop on a white Chevy Silverado near Highway 141 and Justice Road in Bayard. During the course of the traffic stop, the vehicle sped away from the deputy southbound on Justice Road at speeds of nearly 100 miles per hour. The vehicle turned west on 130th Street and the deputy attempted a pit maneuver on the pickup without a success. The vehicle continued westbound on 130th until it turned north onto Hickory Avenue. The pickup was traveling on 130th Street and Hickory Avenue at speeds of greater than 80 miles per hour when it failed to negotiate the intersection at Hickory Avenue and Highway 141 and, as I mentioned, wrecked into a field on the north side of the highway. Rayborn had fled the vehicle before the deputy could locate the crash site, and she was found after a lengthy search was conducted of the area and the Guthrie County canine and multiple officers from numerous agencies participating. The Chevy pickup was determined to have been stolen from Grand Junction on November 12th. The stolen vehicle sustained extensive damage, and the Guthrie County patrol vehicle sustained minor cosmetic damage. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Bayard EMS, Panora EMS, Iowa State Patrol, Panora Police Department, Coon Rapids Police Department, and the Audubon County Sheriff's Office. A Council Bluffs man accused of repeatedly threatening to kill the city's mayor and other city employees has pleaded guilty to first-degree harassment. The Daily Don Perel in Council Bluffs reports 33-year-old Chase Points faces up to 2 years in prison and a $6,200 fine. A sentencing date has not been scheduled. Points was arrested after 2 incidents at the Council Bluffs City Hall. Authorities say he left a handwritten note on Mayor Matt Walsh's desk that said, quote, "God is going to cut you down." He later allegedly mentioned the note on Facebook and added, "If these stupid, expletive, don't want to give me a job, kill them all." Walsh has said he doesn't think the threats are political. He says Points told him he's homeless, going through hard times, and can't find work. A judge has ordered the City of Council Bluffs to refund more than $230,000 in fees to local landlords on the grounds the charges exceeded the work done by the city's previous rental inspection program. The lawsuit covered a time frame spanning from January 2010 to January of 2015. Anyone who was registered property owner or rental property owner in Council Bluffs during that time is likely entitled to repayment funds. The court order said the city charged $725,000 and $13 in rental inspection fees during the time frame. Of that amount, the court found that the program's total actual costs were nearly $487,000. Omaha attorney Rodney Dahlquist, who represented the plaintiffs, called the ruling a victory for landlords and taxpayers. The Empowering Adair County Foundation has awarded funding for 15 projects and programs for the grant cycle of October 15, 2018. Among the organizations receiving funding was Ag for All for their project Celebrating Our Community, Celebrating Agriculture, Adair County Fair Foundation for the Adair County Fairgrounds Campground Electrical Hookups Extensions. Adair County ISU Extension was also awarded funding for their Youth Hunger Project, Clubhouse Wolverines After School Program. Adair Fire and Rescue was awarded funds for their new gear lockers. Adair Public Library for summer library programs. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Southwest Iowa Incorporated was awarded funding from the Empowering Adair County Foundation for daily stations enhanced. City of Bridgewater for Bridgewater Park electrical system improvements. The City of Stewart for the Stewart Waste Receptacles Project. Fontenelle Fire and Rescue for their power cot purchase. The Fontenelle Public Library for their summer library programs. Greenfield Chamber Main Street for their wayfinding system. Also awarded funds was the Greenfield Public Library for their summer library programs, the Iowa Aviation Museum for collecting and recording historical information, the Public Resource Technology Center of the Orient Public Library for their summer library programs, and the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield for the Warren Cultural Center programming in 2019. In the funeral announcements, Jeff Stevens, age 61 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. A celebration of life visitation for Jeff Stevens will be today from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marjorie Chambers, age 92 of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Marjorie Chambers will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Teresa Tapkin, age 99 of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Teresa Tapkin will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Ronald J. Hansen, age 80 of Atlantic and formerly of Manning, died November 24th. A celebration of life for Ronald Hansen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Atlantic. And Jack Glissman, age 77 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Services for Jack Glissman are currently pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.